Herod was very glad to see Jesus, but he was very disappointed, of course, because our Lord wouldn't even look at him or talk to him. So he had this curiosity, and this curiosity, as we know, curiosity can, you know, we can come up with many stories of those who were curious and then became intrigued with the faith and the gospel and our Lord, and then found the grace of conversion. Many stories we could perhaps give with that. But for the most part, this curiosity is more of a vice than it is any kind of a help to us. Curiosity can lead to many, many troubles in our life. As we can think of, you know, the remote control on the television that feeds our curiosity, or the curiosity of browsing the internet and all the trouble that can cause. Curiosity should be only a very limited thing in our life, or otherwise it'll cause us to waste time and get us into trouble. Curiosity, as they say, killed the cat, can kill our soul too if we get curiosity about dangerous things. But the remedy of Herod and too much curiosity is the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord that will drive us to honor God, love God, serve Him in fear and trembling, as St. Paul says. We need to have that fear of the Lord. Fear is a great way, a great word to use to describe our way of relating to God. Not as good as the word love, and love and fear need to go together in our Christian life. But fear is a good way to describe a lot of our relations with God, that fear that motivates us, the fear that keeps us on our toes, that has that little fire under us, that keeps us always going and serving God and not wasting time and not going near things that are dangerous. That fear not so much in God's punishment or dangers in the dangers of God's punishment, but there are dangers, of course, that we need to be afraid of and fearful of. But that reverential, loving fear is the fear that of the fear of the Lord, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the fear that is mostly spoken of in sacred scripture, that fear that keeps us always aware of the presence of God, keeps us always striving to please God and not to offend Him, to be hurt by anything that we do, to displease God. And we can see how that fear needs to stay with us all the time in everything we do, even when we're alone, even in our innermost thoughts. That fear of the Lord needs to be there so that we direct our thinking. Otherwise, our thinking can fall into sinful things and worldly things and things that drift from God and unholy things. We need to direct our thoughts by fear. So that fear is a great way of describing what we should always be doing. Fear to, again, a reverential fear of keeping in mind the presence of God, that God is with us everywhere we go, and we need to live a holy life. We need to think holy. We need to act holy and speak in a holy way with a reverential fear. And again, fear goes with love. Love is the greater motivation. Love should be, you know, the ultimate motivation for us. But in our human condition and our weakness, we need that fear to go with us until we can acquire that strong love that overcomes fear, casts out fear, and that love that impels us to love God and serve Him and not to offend Him. But if we don't have this fear, we can sink into a desensitization. Desensitization is what we are in the midst of today. We're the frogs in the water today with television and the corruption and the internet and the customs today and immodesty and impurity everywhere. There's that desensitization in the world today, and we so much need that fear of the Lord to be injected into society, injected into the minds of hearts and men. And so that fear comes from reflecting on the holiness of God, the goodness of God, the infinite love of God for us, and also the fear of punishment, the fear of hell, the fear of consequences of sin. We need to, the fear of sin should be ever evident in our lives and in our thoughts and in our society today. So we need to pray for that fear of the Lord, that fear, that gift of the Holy Spirit to be poured forth into society, into the world, and into our hearts, and to ask it from Our Lady, the Spouse of the Holy Spirit, to obtain for us that healthy fear of the Lord.
Misericordes oculos.